views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it, too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And you can also access the shifts through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later on. It's my pleasure to share life transformation. It's my pleasure to share life transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about self-discovery through energetic awareness. So at first, I'm going to just share a little bit about my perceptions about the topic and what I've experienced through my life. So I note that in my life, it's been tremendously beneficial to have been exposed to this energy work. And for me, I use it every single day. And something that it's almost I can't forget now or detach from, in a sense, because it's so ingrained in my life and so integrated into my life, in a sense. So I got into it, as the intro mentions, a long, long time ago, about 20 years ago now. And I had allergy symptoms and did a session with an energetic practitioner and completely really changed my outlook on things because my allergies were gone by the time I was done with that session. So I delved into it and I've learned a lot. It's been a fantastic journey ever since. And I've helped myself and I've helped a lot of others through the years. So I want to share this information with you guys listening. And if you guys can use this information in your life, and that'd be great. So basically, I want to look a little bit at our thinking process as people. A lot of times, in our cultures, we are taught to view things as good or bad, and we separate almost everything that we encounter into either good or bad. Most of us, or many of us. And from the energy standpoint, it's like learning to shift that awareness instead of judging it with that kind of value. Judging it just in terms of energy. Is there energy supporting that statement or that thought, or is there no energy supporting that thought or statement? Now, this is something that takes a little bit of time to develop this if you're not used to it. Where it's a new awareness where we're not necessarily paying attention to the reactions as much and to the words as much as the energy that goes with the words, in a sense. So it's a combination of the words and the energy that goes with it. So as we look at our thinking, we realize that we're constantly judging. And if we were to change that, not judge so much what we experience, but rather just notice what weakens us in a sense and what doesn't, then we would have an ability to shift it a lot quicker. So that's a big part of what I learned through this process, to be less reactive and be much more observant of life, of myself, of my own thought processes, and of everyone else's thought processes as well, and my own emotions, feelings, reactions, to be an observer of those, not necessarily believe everything, which leads us perfectly into our beliefs, which is something that we put a lot of stock into in society and our life, and religion tells us to, you know, believe things and things like that. I would say belief certainly has a place, and I'm not knocking it. I would just say that belief often, in my viewpoint, is a stepping stone towards knowledge. And it's okay to believe something for a temporary time while we're exploring. But the goal is ultimately to have knowledge, not to just stay in our belief about something. Ideally, you know, I could believe that 2 + 2 = 4, but if I can add it up and prove it to myself, and I can prove it time and time again, then I will know that information. I don't need to believe it. And I'm much more empowered knowing what 2 + 2 is than believing. Because somebody could tell me that 2 + 2 = 5, and if I just believe them, I might answer 5 for the rest of my life. So that is why we want to look at our beliefs and not be so attached to them. They brought us to a place for a reason. But if we don't follow through into the knowledge, they can keep us stuck. So the next thing I want to talk about is attitudes. As people, our attitude is key in the success of our life. A lot of us fail to recognize that and have very poor attitudes about ourselves, about the outlook of life in general, about the future, about our jobs, about careers, about relationships, etc. So again, if we notice that, same thing. I wouldn't say judge your own attitudes or others' attitudes in terms of good or bad. Just, is it helping their life? Is it weakening them or is it strengthening them? Is it helping them to achieve their goals to have this attitude or is it not? Is it helping you achieve your goals or is it not? So, you know, when we look at things from a more productive or is it not productive standpoint, what are the goals? It gets a little bit easier to sort out which attitudes, beliefs, and thoughts are helping us and which ones are not. So I realize for a lot of people, this is quite an exercise just to look at themselves this long and ask themselves these questions and have the patience to answer these questions for themselves without launching into long stories. So if that were to happen to you, if you find yourself going into stories as you ask yourself these questions, I would encourage you to put your attention on your spine, take a deep, deep breath, and re-ask yourself the question. If you find yourself getting distracted in your mind, do that a couple of times until you can answer your question without being distracted. So basically, these are some of the things that I've noticed along my path. It's things that I apply in my life every day. So whether I believe something or not, I find that often I don't put that much stock in my own belief. I'm just like, okay, well, I believe this. I'll explore that belief, see if it's true or not. But I'm not going to fight in court usually over something I believe. I need evidence to back it up, just like you need in court. So it needs a lot of evidence for me to put, you know, for me to put up a fight in a sense. I mean, I need to feel very, very strongly I have enough evidence. I may not know it, but I have enough evidence to back up my belief. If I don't have a whole lot of evidence, not sure of myself, then I probably won't back up my belief. And same thing even about my thinking process. I mean, I have thoughts, but I don't believe everything I think. And I think that's very key, and that's been huge during my awakening and my energetic studies, is to realize not to believe everything we think. So again, just like I was talking about earlier, there's some things that strengthen us and some things that don't, or that keep us in balance and some things that don't. And for example, if we have thoughts that weaken us, then maybe they're not worth believing or pursuing. So I don't necessarily take actions on things I don't feel strong about. And I'm pretty good about noticing my thoughts and noticing the reactions to my thoughts if I have any. And usually that's something I look out for. If I react to my thoughts, if I'm reacting to my thoughts, then there's usually something that I want to address there. There's something unclear about the situation. If there's no reaction to the thoughts, it could be numbness sometimes. It could be suppression. But more often than not, if it feels totally fine, then it's that there is no issue there. So that's how we detect it. It's a little bit of a different detecting process than what we're taught in school and things like that. And how we're taught about life to just, oh, well, this is good, this is bad, you know, and we have to go for the good and avoid the bad. But even like, you know, the thing is that we can't all agree on what is good and bad. That's the problem with that method. And while, you know, if you look at the news, some people will tell you chocolate's good, and then a few years later they'll tell you chocolate's bad, and then they keep switching every few years. In my life, it's switched so many times that, you know, who knows what to believe. Just look at the effects it has on you if you're eating chocolate. Is it, you know, is it good? Is it bad? Can you eat too much chocolate? Probably. You know, so things like that. So when we're aware of ourselves like that, we don't have to judge it in chocolate in terms of good or bad. It's just, hey, what effect does it have on me? Do I enjoy it? Does it affect me negatively? Does it give me a stomach ache? Does it whatever? If it has no negative effects on me, then why would it bother me? And we can apply that for other areas of life too, not just chocolate, obviously. So we're going to take a break soon here, but after the break, we're going to bring on Colette as a guest, and we're going to continue with her and get her insights on some of these questions, and we'll see where we go from there. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Phil Free filling in for Colette today, and we will return in a few minutes, and feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819, and we'll make some more shift happen after the break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hi, we are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. I'd like to share my contact with the audience real quick. If people want to reach me, they can email me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's WHATPHIL at hotmail.com. And you can call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in and get any shifts. And I've just brought on the regular host of the show today as a guest, Colette. How are you today?
I love doing it this way. It's less work for me. I'm really good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So I thought I'd get your thoughts on some of what I've talked about in the first segment. So I'll start you off with a little summary. But I was talking about thinking, beliefs, and attitudes, and how they play such a major role in our life, and that a lot of times we were very attached to our thoughts, our beliefs, and our attitudes. However, through our energetic work, I discovered that we really have to look at them individually, because some of them are good and some of them aren't. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, we have so many thoughts in any given day, and you often talk about thoughts and how, you know, everything around you, when you're creating your reality, every thought, everything that is material, everything that is matter, that is around you, was thought up by somebody. And so that tells us, we can see that our thoughts manifest. And so a lot of people think their thoughts are their thoughts, but when you think about it, or if you don't think about it actually, and you just feel into it, your thoughts belong. As soon as someone has a thought, that thought becomes the property of the entire multiverse. And so that thought, a lot of times this will happen with people. They'll think they have an original thought. And, you can see this when people name their kids. It happened to me. I'd never heard the name Mackenzie for a girl except for Mackenzie Phillips. And I named my daughter Mackenzie and I named my youngest Madison. And within, they seemed so original. And then when they went to school, there was like, I don't know, 6 Mackenzies and 4 Madisons. And there was families with Mackenzies and Madisons. It was like, it was crazy. And there was girls and boys named Mackenzie and Madison. So, I thought, because I hadn't heard it before and I'd never seen it before at that time, I just thought, oh, this is an original name. This is an original thought. And it turns out that, a bazillion other people had the same thought. And so, when we get these thoughts, especially from our subconscious mind, those thoughts are actually not our thoughts anyway, because our subconscious mind is formed by the time we are like 6 or 7. And 95% of the time, people operate on the thoughts, or they react to the thoughts from their subconscious mind and take action on those quite often. And those thoughts are their ancestors' thoughts, the people who raised them, the cultures they were in, the religion they were brought into, the country they're in. All of these things have a huge effect on our thought processes. So that's my view on thoughts.
All right. Well, let me jump in for a sec because, you're right. There is a lot of thinking that float around. You're a good example with the names. It's true. It's funny if you could look what the most popular names are every year, and it'd be surprising some years. It is something like, oh, where did this name come from? But everybody thought of it that same year. And I see that all over the world. I see that in other countries as well, where names from the past get popular again and things like that. And just 1 year, 2 years, all of a sudden you see a bunch of people named the same name. So yeah, you're right. Thoughts do float around a lot, and we pick up on them. And who knows whose they are? Are they mine? Are they yours? Who knows where they came from? But like you said, once somebody's thought of it, it's out there for everybody to access in a sense.
And that, you know, is something that, where attitude for me comes in. I have a shooting star. She's my dragon, the attitude card. And, the thing about the thoughts is, I've seen this with so many people. I work with people from all over the world, from so many different cultures. And I see some people that are, are very ill, diagnosed with stage 4 cancer or whatever like that, and they are happy. And I see people that have everything, like they have $10 million, but they lost 4 and they're so upset. And, so happiness is, something that is, it's a choice. And, you and I were on the show yesterday on Dr. Pat, and I had so much fun with you, Phil, on that show. I want to thank you for coming on. It was, we went through the New Year's list, and, the funny thing about that list that that we mentioned, and people, if you want to listen to that, because I'm getting a lot of feedback from people that listen to that show, and they said they really found it very empowering. But the funny thing I was thinking about this morning about that list is that, people, the 10 resolutions that we went through, those, I wrote those in my book 3 years ago, but those resolutions haven't changed. So it's kind of like, why are people coming up with the same resolution over and over and over and over again? And I feel that that's because of attitude.
Right. Hey, we got a caller that's interested in talking to us from Canada here. Can we take her, Carter?
Chelsea, you're on the air with Phil Free and Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth Is Funny.
Hi, Chelsea. What can we do for you?
Hi. I was hoping to shift some energy. I push and pull in all my relationships with whoever I'm dating.
Okay. Hi,
are
Chelsea.
Relationship?
I didn't say hi yet. Sorry, Phil.
No problem. Are you in a relationship currently?
I am, yes.
Okay. So, how much does this problem bother you on a scale of 0 to 10 right now?
I'd say about an 8.
An 8. So pushing and pulling.
Because it happens so often, right?
Sure.
Can you explain to me what you mean by pushing and pulling, just so that the audience understands and we understand more fully?
When I'm in a relationship, I want them. And then all of a sudden I push them away and I'm like just scared of love, I guess. Fearful of love. I don't know.
And okay, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Ah, there we go. So Phil, what are you picking up here?
Well, basically, a lot of this is coming from your childhood. So your parents or whoever raised you, we're going to strengthen your experience with them. All right, and not to have to recreate their experience and other adults who influenced you at that time. I don't know who was raising you or whatever, but we're just going to strengthen you to all those people and all that experience. And we're going to strengthen you to consciously choosing your reality from here forward. So it's in a sense, it's not a – you're already – the fact that you're aware of your fears is actually a good thing in a sense. Now it's just taking the next step and clearing them. All right, so the fact that you're noticing what you're reacting to – like I was saying in the first segment, you don't necessarily have to believe everything you think. So just because you get scared and you have the sense at one time, hey, I want to run away, then that you may not want to believe that thought, or you may not want to put any energy behind it. On the other hand, if the relationship really is bad, then it's maybe the opposite, where it's like, oh, well, the thoughts of staying aren't the ones that are very strong, Then it's, in that case, staying is not the good idea. But, for you, you just identify for you what feels strong and what doesn't. So – for you right now, there's so many reactions I'm getting for trauma from childhood that we're just going to clear a little bit of that for you and see if you can breathe easier.
Yeah, and what I was picking up is, and what I wanted to point out to – sorry, that was my kitty cat wanting to say hello. I wanted to point out that you're a perfect example of what I was just saying about thoughts, that your subconscious mind is those thoughts that come in. And those are the ones that we tend to react to. So if you take those few seconds, and I teach this at my seminars, the problem, and you just give yourself, you want to say something to people right away because you want to make sure that you're heard. And so I'm getting that you're not listening 100% to what other people are saying to you. So when you hear something that somebody says, then what we want you to do is stop and just ground yourself. You know, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, connect yourself to source energy, you know, correct your posture, put some power into your core, and then just give yourself that 1 or 2 seconds before you answer someone or before you, I'm getting that you want to react, like you feel like you have to say something within a second, and, you know, give yourself time to ground yourself so that it's not an issue. How does that feel to you?
It feels a bit better. Yeah, I can relate with that. Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at now on a scale of 0 to 10?
How much I'd say about a 6. It's just the pattern that's followed me around my whole life. I'm aware of that. Like in the past, I've had relationships I had to get out of, but I'm in a pretty healthy one right now, other than I keep doing this every couple days. And it takes a lot on the relationship and a lot on a person.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right, so yes, a lot of this is you working through your issues and then not taking them out on the other people. So right now it's like, I'm just getting that for you. You're kind of person that values, I'm getting your time to yourself. And for you, it'd be good that you don't have to spend extended time by yourself, but just even like these half an hour to an hour a day or even longer sometimes, but have these little spurts in the day, even like 15 minutes, a half an hour, you have time to gather yourself, center yourself. We're going to be having to go to break real soon. So if you want to hang on, we can take you on after the break, if you want to hang on through the break, and we'll continue to help you out with this. But we got to take a break right now, so I wanted to basically just announce that if anybody wants to call in once again, anybody else, we 1-800-930-2819. And if you want to check out anything, Colette's got a bunch of information at thetruthisfunny.com. She's got cards, paintings at talesfromthevector.com. You can check out all her fun stuff. We'll be back right after the break to make some more shift happen.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, this is Phil Free. I'm filling in for Colette today. We're back on The Truth is Funny, and I have as a guest Colette, and we've been talking to Chelsea here on the phone. Chelsea, on a scale of 0 to 10, how do you feel about your issue now? And actually, would you remind the audience, in case they just tuned in, what the issue was first, and then tell us on a scale of 0 to 10 how much does it bother you?
I'd say about a 3. I was calling because I push and pull in my relationships. One day I love the person, the next I'm pushing them away and I hate them. And once I've pushed them away and then I try and pull them back in again.
Okay.
It's a pattern I've done my whole life in all my relationships.
Okay. So we were working on you over the break, and we touched on a few things, including reverse perception and a few other things. But since you're at a 3, I'm just going to keep working and see if we can get you down even more. So let's just tune into that for a second. And basically, one of the things I'm noticing is some of the issues that you're putting others through are the internal issues that you're going through. So part of that love
hate. How do I stop that pattern?
Okay. So what you're going to do is like I was saying, you have to like slow down your actions, your reactions, in a sense. So basically, as this happens, whether it comes on through emotion or it comes on through thinking, when you get those thoughts or emotions that come to you, you're going to feel prompted to take certain actions. Like, oh, this is time to get mad. I'm going to start getting, this is where I start, going ballistic on people or whatever. It's really important to center yourself at that moment. Put your attention on your spine or your heart or somewhere that basically is on your midline, basically, and hold your attention there. If you need to take a few deep breaths, do that. And again, you have to break the programming in a sense. It's just like a computer program. You just have to decide, instead of having an automatic program, I'm plugging in my consciousness right now. Instead of having this automatic reaction, I'm going to decide what my reaction is. When I have these thoughts or sensations, I don't need to act on them. I've already been through this. I don't need to do this again. I know where this leads. Let me try something different this time.
And what I was going to say to you, Chelsea, do you mind sharing your age with us?
I'm 32.
Yeah, when you say, oh, I've been doing this my whole life, I figured this out when I met Leroy Maloof. He's been on the show many times here, and Leroy is 85 now, or 86. And, Leroy, when I met him, I thought, wow, I better pace myself. Because he's happy and enjoying life and doing wonderful things, and you've only lived 32 years. If you live another 65 years like Leroy, this is a very small part of your life. And the part that you're focusing or that's bringing up all these issues is the part when you were really little, up to the age of 6 or 7, when you didn't have the power to speak up for yourself. You weren't allowed to, is what I'm getting. And so you need to give yourself total permission to speak up. And And I have a dragon card that's called, that's exactly for that. And it's reckless abandon. And that's WRECKLESS. This is about discipline of the mind. Your mind doesn't own you. You own your mind. And so you need to almost get your, like if, you know, if you ever trained a dog, you need to, you know, rein your, or if you've ever ridden a horse, you need to rein your mind in and say, I'm the boss. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense. Yeah.
So you may as well use that, that, you know, that reactive anger thing that you're going through to discipline your mind instead of trying to discipline the people around you. I'm getting you, you want people to behave in a certain way. And when they don't, it, you get so triggered because you have good reason for that from your childhood, but you're not a child anymore. Yeah. So, you know, where are you at now?
I'd say about a 2. I feel a lot calmer.
Cool.
I could almost, on the break, I could almost start feeling like some anger being stirred inside. And now I feel a lot more calmer.
Well, anger is your go-to emotion. So that's your, yes. when you anger is what a lot of people use to motivate themselves. And when you use anger to motivate yourself, quite often you'll get things done and people will jump and they'll run and they'll, you know, get the hell away from this, you know, but it doesn't serve you well. And the motivation in that moment is really coming from when you were, you know, from your subconscious mind reacting to the fear of the traumas that you've already accumulated over this lifetime and many others, I'm getting.
Right. And also, Colette and I were talking about this the other day, and Colette, you had a friend that you talked about, like, when you go on walks together, and, you know, just she was so full of energy that sometimes just in the, during the walk, she would just stop and do some push-ups in the middle of the walk and then keep walking and things like that. And I would say that you can do things like that when you're angry, Chelsea. If you have a just pent-up energy, you can use it to get stronger physically if you want. Like, yes, just go hop on the floor, do some push-ups or sit-ups or whatever you want to work out, get stronger or tone, then, you know, just use that energy that you feel. Use those bursts of energy to get your physical body stronger. And in the meantime, center your mind, like she said, and pull in the reins. Like she said, you need to control your mind. Right now, it's like you're letting it react too much. It's like the undisciplined kid that's taken over the house.
Yeah.
How does that feel to you now?
I feel pretty neutral. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I got you. We're at a 0 now. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks for calling, Chelsea. Mm-hmm.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Like she was at an 8 and quite, you know, this is a lifelong problem, but I'm getting that she really shifted here and has tools now to how to deal with it, right?
Right. So that's what I want to continue to do for, you know, the show, as long as we don't have callers, or even if we do have callers, is continue to show them, give them tools, what we can all do. So just like you heard on with Chelsea there, we all have anger come up at times, or most of us do anyway. So that's something that, you know, can apply. We can, everything we said to her, or a lot of it anyway, it can be applied to a lot of people. So if there's anything that applies to the listeners here, that just from
The thing that I wanted to say is that when it comes to, I feel that this, you know, energy work is the leading frontier for so many things right now. I mean, you and I both know this. We've been working together for almost a decade. You know, the power of energy work, of being aware of your energy and being aware of what you're putting out there. And I just wanted to say, you know, that's why I've dedicated myself to this journey, is sharing this information with people. And, you know, I just wanted to say, like, I'm having another layer one call to dance seminar on February 3rd and 4th. And I do these free Shift Happens events to demonstrate this on the Friday nights before the Saturday, Sunday, class. And, you know, I have never met anyone that doesn't learn how to do this. It's a matter of degree of how much you use it, really, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it's not even like learning it. It's we all have this ability to do this.
It's easy to do. It's just like you're saying, it's applying it. And, you know, if somebody says, oh, you know, lift this 5-pound weight one time and you do it one time, it's like, how is, you know, it's better than if you've never done it. Maybe you experienced it at least, but certainly it's not going to make you strong or make that muscle strong. I mean, you need to exercise it pretty regularly or use that muscle regularly for it to have strength. And that's the same thing with this stuff. This is easy to do in a sense. Once you really learn the process, which is not a complicated process, it's really easy to do. It's just the discipline of doing it over and over again, doing it every day, and doing it no matter what comes at you. That's really the same process no matter what the issue is. And that's why we're full spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to say also that, you know, I've taught this to thousands of people around the world and just on this radio show. And, you know, people will shift just from listening to this show after, and they contact me, and sometimes it's like a serious health problem gone. Sometimes it's like a relationship issue solved. Sometimes they're pregnant now and they were trying for years. All sorts of things happen. It's right. Beautiful. Like, you know, and it's not like for me, this is automatic because I've made a choice, a long time ago, about 14 years ago when I first was introduced to this, that, wow, I was just like, wow, everybody's going to want to know this. but it's the challenging part, as you said, is implementing it instead of getting caught up in the drama of all the people around you.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to all of that. In a sense, you know, I think you and I discovered it at the right time in our life that when we came across this, we were very ready for it in a sense. And if we're exposed too soon, I can see, you know, even in a sense, I mean, my first experience was almost too soon. It was just on the fringe. It took me a little while from the time they got my first, you know, experience, taste of this energetic work until I started taking workshops. So even there was a little hesitation there for me as well. And, you know, I could have gone in a different direction as well. So I think timing is good. I think, and if you're not seeking something like this, then you're not going to take it seriously, is what I've noticed. But you know what? We're coming up on another break here. So we'll continue this thought and finish the conversation after the break in the last segment. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny with, or so you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Sorry. I'm Phil Free, and we'll be back, me and Colette, after the break. Make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, this is Phil Free filling in for Colette today on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L @hotmail.com. I also want to share a couple other pieces of information with you. If you guys are into classic rock music, you can check out my music too at philfree.rocks. That's .R-O-C-K-S. Phil Free, all in one word. You can check out, I have a Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/feelfree6. You can find me on Facebook as well. And if anybody likes classic rock music, they could check out my album available through my website at feelfree.rocks, or I think still through CD Baby as well. But let's go to my website and you can find the links from there. So we're back here with Colette, and we've been talking about energetic awareness in our lives and how it has helped our lives. And basically we started out talking about thinking, beliefs, and attitude, and how we have to decipher which ones are worth following and which ones aren't, and not just automatically believe ourselves or follow our thoughts or think our attitudes are the best without examining them, or examining them, you know, attitude by attitude and thought by thought and belief by belief. You know, what are the benefits that you've gotten through the years from this? What are the main benefits? Obviously, there are too many to talk about in a couple minutes, but what are, like, one or two main benefits you've gotten, Colette, through the years of being exposed to this?
I'd say number one, what came to me right away was I get to experience the joy of sharing this information with people, which is what I feel I just loved it. It brings me joy to see people have that aha moment. So I, being someone who was very, very shy, I was very, very bullied at school, and I was terrified to speak in public. And so I would say, you know, being able to speak up and have something I actually wanted to talk about.
Cool. And yeah, for me, I would say that it's helped in so many ways, but it's like, since I've known this, it's almost like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, when you look back at your life before, you're like, how did I ever live without this stuff before? You know?
Oh yeah.
I've had that feeling a few times. I had that feeling back in college when I came across a critical thinking class, and I was like, wow, how come I never came across this before? How come they didn't teach this in, like, you know, first grade or something? But at the same time, I've never had that feeling more than with this energetic awareness, in a sense that since I've learned this, it's like, how is this not everyday common knowledge from the time we're born?
And, well, this is another thing that I love about this energy work, is that, you know, I wrote a book, you know, about my, at that point, it was my 10 years experience. And, It's called The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. Because mother's worry is the number one weakness for all children. And so I love watching the children, the people that come to my seminars, and then they learn how to do this for themselves. And they, you know, in one weekend, it's, you know, as they apply it, they get better and better. But children who have autism, that were going to be institutionalized, thriving out there, you know, babies that are born healthy, that were in difficult labor positions, people who couldn't get pregnant and now are, people who have cancer and it disappears. Like, I mean, who wouldn't want that?
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, you definitely mentioned all the great sides, and that's the reasons why I do it as well. At the same time, I think when you ask why people wouldn't want to do it, I mean, I've noticed that, you know, it is challenging. This is not, you know, like I said, it's easy to apply. It's easy to do if you have the discipline and you apply it. At the same time, I mean, it's challenging because a lot of people, you know, including ourselves, are sometimes afraid to face certain issues about ourselves, and we're afraid of change sometimes. So if we're, you know, the people who are very afraid of change are going to be afraid of this kind of work in a sense, you know, and so are we when we're afraid of change, you know?
This work brings you to 100% of your potential in that second where you shift it, and beyond 100%. Having said that, you're not going to be at 100%, you know, 24/7, you know, unless you're right. God, I guess.
Well, we'll find the divinity within all of us.
So, but the more times, like we were explaining to Chelsea, the more times that she changes her reaction and changes what, you know, her reaction would be to this, the more times that she takes power of that and empowers herself in that way, she's also empowering her parents, her grandparents, her great-grandparents. She's empowering her children, her grandchildren, great-grandchildren someday when she has them. It's empowering the pets in the house, you know, all sorts of things.
Right. And since you mentioned the pets, you're right. And how is that happening? Because she's getting out of the cat mouse game. Whether you're the cat or the mouse in the game, it takes the two to participate. You know, when the mouse just stops running or whatever, a lot of times the cat gets disinterested, things like that. So, you know, basically we all have a part. So that's what's happening with her. As she doesn't react to her parents and grandparents anymore energetically, whether they're here or they passed on, it doesn't matter. As long as she stopped the chain, then she's changed the energy of the situation, and she's changed the energy of her life, and she's changed the energy for her ancestors, and she's changed the energy for the future. And that's how every choice we make can be very powerful if we choose it to be.
I love that. Yeah. You know, we all, and you know, and you and I talk about this, there's times where, you know, you can't control everything around you. You can't control the environment you're in all the time. You can't control the actions of other people, but you can control your attitude regarding all that.
Right. And right, that's key. And we can control a lot more than we're taught we can. And right now, it's just that a lot of us are in a very reactive place, you know, and we're taught in our culture and the United States a lot, and a lot of places in the world, we got this thing where it's like, oh, you like something, you don't like something. And it's like this instant reaction and no time to really think or dissect it. Just an instant. And, you know, that has its place. At the same time, it's definitely a little bit on the shallower side. It doesn't, you know, leave room for a deep thought or exploration. So there's a place for that stuff, but there definitely should be a nice forum to discuss these issues into, you know, depth as well.
And well, speaking of that, Phil, can I just share with people that I'm going to be speaking at the Illuminati Psychic Fair, and that's here in Kelowna on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. I'll be speaking at 2:00 and demonstrating this for people, and I'll have a booth there with all the cards and everything there. So if you're in the Kelowna area, it's on Friday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Great. Well, we're coming up to the end of the show here soon. I just wanted to say to the audience, too, if you listened to me last month, I just wanted to apologize if you tried to call in. The phone lines were down, I think. But I apologize for that, and we'll make sure we have them up from here on. Obviously, they're up today. And I want to thank Colette for coming on as the guest, even though you're usually the host.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.